Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin, Daf Chav Beis, and Aleph. And this sugya is about the halacha of Malika. What's the din Malika, legabe Chata Seif and Eila Seif, the differences between Chata Seif and Eila Seif. The sugya actually starts further back on the bottom of Daf Chav Aleph, Amen Aleph. The Gemara had brought in the Machlokes, the Rabbanan, and the Blazer of Shimon, how you do Malika and Eila Sa'if. It says in the Gemara, the Rabbanan say you do Malika, Eila Sa'if, you cut two simanim, and the Blazer of Shimon, you do Malika and Eila Sa'if, you cut Rav of two simanim. Not the full two simanim, but only Rav of two simanim. You're not allowed to cut the full two simanim. So the Gemara says, Mayer Rabbanan, Mayer Blazer of Shimon. So the Gemara brings a Braisa with three drashes of Tanoim. To explain the psukim, you have one pasuk about oila sa'if v'sasheni yasa oila kamishpat, which means you do the oila like a certain other animal, like a certain other carbon. And also you have another pasuk by oila sa'if v'krivai, which means that it has to be separate v'krivai, dafka this one, and a chilik between oila sa'if and chata sa'if. And the shaila had to learn the two psukim. So the Tanakhama says that kamishpat means kamishpat chatas behema. It can't mean chata sa'if, because v'krivai tells you that there's a difference between chata sa'if and oila sa'if. It's kemishpat chatas behema. And what do you learn out from chatas behema? That it has to come from chulin, it has to be done by day, and it has to be done with the right hand. Now, by chatas behema, you're allowed to shecht roiv shnayim. So maybe by oila sa'if, you're allowed to shecht roiv shnayim. So the Gemara has a Joshua malak v'hikter, that the Malika has a hekesh to the Akhtar. Just like the Akhtara has to be two separate things, because the Torah had two separate Akhtaras. The Torah said Akhtara, and then the Torah said Vashisa Yisra B'chnafav. Vaisley says two separate Akhtaras, Akhtaras of a Roish and Akhtaras of a Guf. So Malika also has to be, the head and the Guf have to be separate. So Mamela has to be a full Shnayim, Kedeti Mekayim, this din that the Roish is Ba'atzma and the Guf is Ba'atzma. So, Begitzit, Ikka the Tanakama learns out the din of Dola Ba'ila Saif is from a Molak v'Hikter, that just like Akhtara has to be separate, so Malika also has to be separate. And by Chata Saif, you know that you can't make Avdola, that's a Pasuk like Rashi brings down. It says, Umolak Aysa Mimul Arbay V'lo Yavdil, you can't be Mavdil, the Raish from the Guf, by the Malika. So that's why, Lechura, Ba'ila Saif has to be with two Samanim, and a chata sa'if with one siman. Eila sa'if and two simanim, so it should be completely separate. And chata sa'if is lo yavdil, can't be completely separate, so you need that siman. Now, Bishmol says that kamishpat does mean mishpat of chata sa'if, that's the only thing he's changing, but all he's learning out from chata sa'if is that it's mimul ayrif. That it's from the back of the neck. It doesn't say clearly by the eila sa'if, it's from the mul ayrif. So that you learn out from the Chata Saif, that you learn out from the Mulayrith. But the din that you know that it's not Chata Saif, because Chata Saif is Simon Echad, and here it's Shnei Simonim, is right from the Krivai. The Chata Saif has to be Simon Echad, otherwise there'll be Havdalah. And here it says the Krivai to tell you it's a different thing, so Mela, you do both Simonim. But the Blazim Shimon learns out from Chata Saif not only the din of Mul Ayif, but also the din that has to be that the Reish and the Guf are together. The Reish and the Guf has to be together. But it can't be just Simon Echad, because it's Ezra Krivai. So Chata Saif is Dafka one Simon. That's the din of Lo Yavdil. And Eila Saif, it's Ezra Krivai, so it has to be more than one Simon. But in the Chisa, according to Blazim Shimon, you can't cut off the entire two Simonim, because you have a hekesh to chata sa'if, just like chata sa'if l'maisa, the reish is achas to the guf, so hu adin oila sa'if, the reish has to be achas to the guf. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara, the way Rashi understands, is learning, according to the Tanakhama, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, which holds of Havdalah by the oila sa'if, a complete Havdalah, you need both simanim to be cut off. Now, why is both simanim? Rashi discusses why when you cut both simanim, that's called that it's muvdal, even though l'chayre the basar is not cut. It doesn't say that you're cutting the rave basar. You cut both simanim, even though it's being held on by the ur. But that's called muvdo. But if you cut only one simen, that's called it's not muvdo. So Rashi explains, because malika is like shchita, and the avdola is in the malika. And malika means the two simanim. That's why it's said over previously from the Nais Yankov in Simen Vav, that really the Seder of Malika is cutting the Simanim. That's what Malika means. You cut the Mefrekis because it has to be done Mimul Arpai. But the Malika means to cut the Simanim. So the Gemara really said it before. The Gemara in Chafa Midbeis. The Gemara before said that why do you only cut another Simen to be Mekai in the midst of Avdallah? What about the Ar? So the Gemara says, Kol she'eshne b'shchita yeshne b'avdallah, v'chol she'eine b'shchita eine b'avdallah. It has to be something which is shayich to shchita. The simanim are shayich to shchita. So there's avdala. But everything else, the ar is not shayich to shchita. So in the ar, there's no din of avdala. So avdala means the two simanim, because avdala is going on the malika. That's where in the malika, there has to be a complete severance between the guf and the reish. In the malika, the malika is the shchita. The shchita is simanim. So in the simanim, they have to be completely cut. That's how you do avdala. That's the Tanakhama. And Rashi's Mas, but that's Rabbi Shmuel holds also. Now, in Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, he has a hekesh to Chata Sa'if that you can't make a complete severance, because by Chata Sa'if they're not severed. By Chata Sa'if it's still attached the Rosh to the Guf, and again, that means with the Simanim. So there is still some Simanim left. So Mamela, by the Eila Sa'if also there has to be some Simanim left, and that's why you can't do more than Raif. By Chata Seif, you only do one simon. So maybe by Ela Seif, you should also only do one simon. Teretz's Vekrivay tells you no, that Chata Seif, you're not allowed to do Havdalah, and by Ela Seif, you have to do Havdalah. So the Shail is, the Gemara is assuming that when you cut one simon, that's not called Havdalah, because you still have the other simon. When you cut Rav of two simonim, that already is called Havdalah. That already you can't do B'Chata Seif. So why is that? Why is the Gemara assuming that anything more than one simen by Chata Seif is already a problem, it's already called Avdalah, and by Chata Seif we have a psul by Avdalah lo yavdol? So Rashi explained, this is Rashi on Chaf Aleph and Mabei Zumaschel v'einam Avdol b'simen echad. Rashi says, because since it says lo yavdol, and the oif, the achsher is b'simen echad, kol ma da'ovet tfei me'achshar avdolahi. Anything you do more than the achshar is already called Avdalah. So, Rashi is a little bothered. So, why could you do the entire simen echad? Why, since Rav of a simen is already the hechsher? Because by a oif, all you have to do is shecht one simen, and you really only have to shecht Rav of one simen. So, why don't you say that if you shecht more than Rav of one simen, it's already avdalah? So, Rashi says like this. He says, because the whole simen is mitzvah shechita saif l'chatchila. Therefore, by malika, that's not called avdalah. But Simen Beis is not even a mitzvah chatchila to do it, and therefore, it is called Avdalah. And Rashi brings the right that there's no mitzvah chatchila, because he says, the Gemara says, Leibel l'chayim v'beis simanim mi'efshik v'hukash l'dagim. So Taisus asks Akasha and Rashi, it's not true. The Gemara there says, in the beginning of the second perek, ha'sheichet echad v'oif v'shnayim b'meim ha'shkitasa k'sheirah, that shechting one simon and oif and two beim shkitasik sheri. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why is it only a sheichet b'diavet? So the Gemara says, two pshatim. Either because they're going on echad b'oif, because the chachili shechech two, or we're going on rubish lechet kamayu, because the chachili shechech the whole thing. So in fact, Taisus Rashi is saying that one simon you have to shech the whole thing as opposed to roiv, that's a din lechatchila. And the other simon is not even a din lechatchila. The Gemara says, this is a din lechatchila. Appella to Rashi. So Taisa says a little different than Rashi. He says that the pshat is that about the fact they have to do l'chatchila, it's still called Avdalah. But the pshat is that the second simon will be the evid, you don't have to do it all. So touching the second simon is already called Avdalah. Mashenke in the first simon where you have to anyway do raiv, finishing off the second simon, that's not called Avdalah. That's how Taisa learns pshat. But what's pshat in Rashi? So the Beis Halevi, Chelik Beis Simen Yud Aleph, and the Dvar of Rome was mechavin to it. He says later he found in the Beis Halevi, Dvar of Rome is in Chelik Aleph Simen Beis. They say, Gvaldige Taichin Rashi. They say there's a big difference between the lechatchila of one siman, of lechatchila of doing more than roiv, and the lechatchila of doing two simanim. This we spoke about a few times in Rashi Shita, that psule shchita, like shia, are there even in the miyat basra. And the pshat is like this. The reason why you have to lechatchila cut the entire siman is because be'etzim shchita means to cut the whole siman. That's what shchita means. The reason why I can get away with roiv is because rubei kekulei. Because it's considered keilu you cut the entire siman. But the din shchita is cutting the entire siman. That's why lechatchila you have to cut the entire siman. So that's why when you do cut the entire siman, it has a chalai shem shchita. It has a tayr shchita. It is considered shchita. And that's why you could have psule shchita. If you only cut rave, so it's kili, you cut the whole thing. You cut rave b'achshir, it's kili, you cut the whole thing b'achshir. But when you went vayta and cut more, so kumtes, you didn't cut the whole thing b'achshir. You can't say it's kili, you cut the whole thing b'achshir. So male, that's what Rashi is saying. When you do more than rave, anyone lechatchila should do the whole thing. Because the din shchita is to do the whole thing. The rave is good as the din of rubei kekulei. So, but when you do kulei, they're not doing more than what you had to do. You really had to do the whole thing be'etzim. The rave was good enough because it's keili did the whole thing. But be'etzim, you had to do the whole thing. So that's not called avdallah. Mashen came the second simin, even if there's a din lechatchila, that would be a derabanan nikid din. Stam! Hey, you shouldn't get mixed up to cut two simanim. But there's no din shchita on the second simon. And that's why Rashi says that the reason why he says simon beis afilu mitzvah lechachil leka k'detanya lekaman lechayve beis simonim yeshesh kukush ledogim. He's talking about a deraisadika thing. Otherwise, he can't discuss a hekesh ledogim. It's only to do with the derabanan dika din lechachila. The derabanan dika din lechachila wouldn't have any effect on Hilchas Malika. But he means he can't tell me that be'etzim the shchita of an oif is two simonim. And one siman is good enough, because for some reason it's ke'ilu you cut two simanim. It's a hekesh ledogim, that there is no din two simanim. So mele, anything more than one siman is behechech going to be avdala. No, in avdala gufa, there's partial avdala, and there's complete avdala. That's what I'm saying. So mele, chatas with is an isser avdala, any maisa avdala that you do is going to be part of the isser avdala. And that's why the Gemara is saying that when you do Malika v'chatas, you're not allowed to do more than one siman. That's Avdallah. Because since you have a Torah Shechita on one siman, and that is the Shechita, so you do more, you're doing more than Shechita, so you're doing Avdallah. Even if you didn't complete the Avdallah. But Ayla Sa'if, the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shmuel, hold that Ayla Sa'if needs a complete Avdallah. The Rabbanan learned it out from a Pasuk, Umalak v'hikter, Mark Torah was a guf and the reish separate. Malika is also a guf and the reish separate, so it has to be separate. And how come it could be stuck together with the ar and the basar? Teretz is, like Rashi says, because the separation is a din in Hilchas Malika. And Malika is dafka de simanim. There's nothing else involved in a Malika. And Rabbi Ezer B'Shemin says, no. That much you learn out from Chatas, then you can't do a complete Avdallah. Now in Chatas, you can't do Avdallah altogether. Anything more than one siman is, at least as a mixus havdalah, it's already a problem by chatas. It says lo yavdol. But that much you have a hekesh from chatas, the krivei teaches you that you need some form of havdalah, and that's why you have to do roiv of the second siman. But the hekesh to chatas tells you you can't do a complete havdalah, and that's why you have to leave something over in the second siman. You can't do shnayim complete, you have to only do roiv shnayim. The brisker of in the Ksavim, in the sixth parak of Zvachim, Daf Samach Dalad, they write from the Brisker Rav, that he says he's having a hard time understanding the Hekesh. What's the pshat in the Hekesh? Just like Chatas Ha'if, it's together the Aif, the Reish, it's Mechubit to the Guf. The Reish is Mechubit to the Guf, so to Oila Sa'if has to be together. But Chatas Ha'if is no din b'etzim together. The din is he can't do Avdallah. There's no din he can't complete the siman. The din is the Malika can't have Avdallah to it. By Ayla Saif, it does have Avdallah. That would have to be together, would have to be a different din. So what's the pshat in the Hekesh? Al Korach, you're not learning out the din that you're not allowed to have Avdolah for Eilu Saif, because for Kerit, not having Avdolah means you can't touch the second Simen. And that by Eilu Saif, you're mechuyev to do the second Simen. Because you're talking in Avdolah. So besides for that, there's no other din by Chata Saif that the Rosh has to be connected to the Guf. So Dr. Biskrov, that's how occasion work. You learn out a Tzveita din, any Chanami, but Chata Saif, the din is because you can't have Avdallah. But Vinejvi, you see that the Eif, the has to be connected, can't be completely severed. So you learn out Yenadin, Yenadin of that connected. There's a Nayadin by Eilu Saif that has to be connected. So the same thing with the Joshua we had before of a Malak Vihikter. That Mak, Torah, Reish of Neatzmai, and the Guf of Neatzmai, Afmalika came. By Akhtara, there's no din be'etzim to sever it. That's not the din of Akhtara. There's got a two Akhtaras. There's Akhtara of the Reish, and then you do the Shia, and then you do Akhtara of the Guf. There happens to be two Akhtaras. The two Akhtaras are male. You can't do Akhtaras of that together. Be'achach, they have to be separated. There's no din be'etzim to separate. By Malika, we're learning at a din that the Hechsh of the Malika is to cause a separation. It's a Tzveita din. It's a din to cut the Reish from the Guf. That's a Chaluk of the Malika. But that's the way it can work. You can learn in a separate din. Mamaisa by Akhtar are separate. So Malika, you learn out there's a din in the Malika to separate. The same thing here. By Chata Saif is in, you can't make Avdallah. By Eilu Saif, you do make Avdallah. But by Chata Saif, Vin and Shvi, they're not completely separate. Says the Nayadim by Eilu Saif, even with Avdallah, they can't be completely separate. That's what the Biskrov says. The Chayetz Pashat. Now, there's a big shmooze in the Sugya, the Shita Sarambam, about Malika. Because like we said here, L'chayr, the whole sugya seems to shy this din, that Havdalah ba'ila sa'if, according to the Rabbanan, is a pshat that you cut two simanim. And if you cut more than one simon by chata sa'if, that's also Havdalah, that's the Isra Havdalah b'chata sa'if, the psul, and you're over the lav of Lay Avdal, and it's a psul of Havdalah. But the Rambam didn't seem to learn that way. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way. The Rambam by Eilu Saif in Perek Vav Alacha Chaf in Maaseh Korbanos, he simply says Avdol. Malak Sham Esreishim Al Arba Avdol V'Mayivdol Psula. He doesn't explain Avdolah. Kepshuta, it sounds like he means you separate the Reish entirely from the Guf. And then by Chata Saif, here's where it's more mafurish. By Chata Saif, he says that you Malak Eisai. He says, you put down with your fingernail until you cut the simanim or rave of one of them, and you don't separate the head from the guf. It sounds like you could cut both simanim. He says you cut the simanim, plural, or rave of one of them, and you don't separate the head from the guf. So the Mashmai said the Rambam, particularly when he says Bechata Saif, is that cutting two simanim is not Avdallah. You don't have to cut two simanim by Chata Saif, but cutting the two simanim is not Avdallah. You now to be Mavdal the Reish Min Aguf. That's the problem. That's Avdallah. So Rashi is saying that when you cut the one simin, that's not Avdallah, two simanim is Avdallah. And the Rambam is saying two simanim is also not Avdallah. Cutting two simanim is not Avdallah. Cutting the whole Reish from the Guf, that's Avdallah. So the Amshul Shleimai in Simen Membeis, he asked the Kashis and the Rambam, all the Achreinim speak about it. Our Sugi is Mavur L'Achrein, not like the Rambam. First brings the Smag, says he has a Raya from the Rambam, that Avdallah means cutting the head completely off from the Guf. Because the Gemara says that you learn in Avdallah by Eilu Saif from a Malak V'Hikter. Ma... Haktara reish ba'atzmai v'aguf ba'atzmai. Af haktara reish ba'atzmai v'aguf ba'atzmai. So you see clearly that Avdallah means that the reish is separate from the guf, period. But the Amshul Shleimai says this common place in a sugi, it says mefurish not that way. First of all, what's most mefurish is, the Gemara early in the Afchaf Amid Beis, when Rava said that you cut the second simon by the Eilu Sa'if l'kayim mitzvah Avdallah, and the Gemara asks, Akasha, ihachi arnami, and the Gemara says, "Kol sheyeshne b'shchita yeshne ma'avdala, kol sheyene b'shchita yene ma'avdala." So you don't have to separate anything which is not b'shchita. Now, what's yeshne b'shchita? Only the two simanim. Vice is the two simanim is avdala. Anything else is not avdala. The ar in the baser is not yeshne b'shchita, so it shouldn't be yeshne ma'avdala. Also, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says that you don't cut both simanim. Why? Because you need that the reish and the guf should be achis together. That's why you don't cut reiv of beis simanim. What's the raya? If cutting two simanim is still not avdalah, and like the Rambam says, you could cut the two simanim bechatas if the Rambam says, and so cutting two simanim is still not avdalah, as long as the head is attached to the guf with the basar. So why does he say that you learn out that you can't cut the two simanim, only wave the two simanim from chatas seif? Chatas seif guf for the Rambam holds you could cut two simanim. And also, the Gemara with Rabbi Shmuel, says, Imal halan meilik veina mavdil besimin echad, if just like bechata, so if you only mavdil, you only do one simin, afka meilik mavdil besimin echad, tam loim v'krivoi. So you see clearly, the Gemara is naming on, achata, so if you only could do one simin. Otherwise, why does the Gemara say it's only one simin? L'chayr, three places in our sugya, mamish mefurish. The first, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Beis that says that you have to do the simin to do avdala, but you don't have to do the ar because kol sheyeshtem b'shchit yeshtem avdala. The second in Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara says that just like oif, all you could do is simin echad. So maybe ela seif, all you do is simin echad. It's mefurish raya that chat to say if you can't do more than simin echad. And also, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon brings a raya that you can't do more than roiv of the two simanim, because just like oif, the head's attached to the guf, so here also the head has to be attached to the guf. If you go with Rashi, that the whole thing is only talking about the simanim, because we're dealing with Malika, and Malika is kashchita, like the Gemara said before, kol sheyeshne b'shchita, yeshne b'avdala. So when we're discussing if the head and the guf are attached or not, we're discussing simanim. So it's very good if the head has to be attached to the guf. So behechich, there has to be something left to the simanim. You can't do the full two simanim. But the Rambam says you could do the simanim, and the head's still attached to the guf. It's not called avdala. So how would Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learn out that you can't do the simanim? This is the kasha the Mashal asks on the Rambam. And the Mashal fears is very interesting. He says, if we're beginning zeichet to the binyan beis hamikdash, I hope that I got the halacha straight, and they're going to paskin like me. The chata say if you can't do more than one simon. And even though the Rambam is a gadol b'teir, and the smag brought a raya to his words, and the raivid was a masik, lo yes upon him b'teir, but act that shiadi magas. Taka gvaldika kasha on the Rambam. The lakutei halachas and zvachim over there, he says him, usually he goes always with the Rambam, suck him. Here he says him, not like the Rambam, he says him like Rashi's mahalach, he says, because Taisus holds the way, and he brings a lot of other rishayim that hold the way, that's the rave rishayim hold. And the Rambam is hard to be miyashiv with the sugya. The Lechem Mishnah Ifanart wants to say a teretz for the Rambam, that he wants to say there are three shittas in the Gemara. We have the Tanakama, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And Eina Chinami, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel both went with this gang that Avdolah means Avdolah of Simanim. And Chatas, you don't make Avdolah of Simanim, all you do is Simen Echad. And oily you make Avdolah of Simanim, and that's why you do two Simanim, according to Bishmol, to a complete Simanim, and according to Blazer of Shimon, Rav of two Simanim. But the Tanakama, the first day of the Brisa, where he says that Umalak v'hikdir, Mam haktar is Reishif ne'atzmai, and Gufif ne'atzmai, Af Malika is Reishif ne'atzmai, Guf ne'atzmai, he also said Avdolah means cutting off the head totally. And the Gemara earlier, Daf Chaf of the Beis, wasn't going according to him. And the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph that was discussing Hutsu Rashem, if that means two simanim, rave of two simanim, that all wasn't going like the Rabbanan of these three. There the Gemara is saying the Rabbanan of Rabbi Elazar B'Shim, and the Gemara meant Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi is completely right in Rabbi Shmuel. And he's completely right in the Gemara in Chaf Amud Beis, which says Kol Sheyeshtem B'Shchit Yeshtem Avdolah, and he's completely right in the Gemara Chaf Aleph and Aleph, where the Gemara has a discussion by the Shemayna Shratzim of Hutsu Rasheim, if that means two Simanim, a rave of two Simanim, and was only discussing Simanim, that's on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That is completely right. But there's a third Shita, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that says that Mamalika is Maktar is Horesh of the Atzma, Guf of the Atzma, Af Malika Kane, then he learns that Havdalah means completely separation, so he'll learn the Bechata Sa'if. Even if you cut the two simanim, it's not called avdala as long as the reish is attached to the guf. And achreinim hold it's a deichik. And a lot of achreinim muchizich in the shak levitaria, there is a shtikl shaila what the Rambam holds by oyla saif in the achreinim. Because like you said before, the Rambam in Perek Vav Alacha Chaf just mentions Malach Shamas Reishim will arpa umavdil. So some Achrayin Lechemishta included held that Eilas Oif, you have to go and cut it completely off, the Reish from the Guf. But then, the Rambam in Halacha Chaf Gimel is discussing more detailed the Malika, and he says, Ketzad Malkin, Ketzis V'yayrid B'tzipayim in Mul Arpay. You start cutting with your nail from the Mul Arpay. And he says, V'chaytach Shejum Afrekis B'loy Reiv Basar. You cut the Shejum Afrekis without the Reiv Basar, and he explains why, Shem Chatach Reiv Basar Reza Kamesa Kainim Shegila Simanim. And then he says, it's Tzorech Lachtach Shneha Simanim Ba'ila Kishu Yayrid. You have to cut the two Simanim in the Ola while you're going down with the nail. So the Chassam Sefer and the Rosh Yosef and the Lev Aryeh, they see in this Rambam, and the Rambam was masking the two Simanim are called Avdallah. Because he says, Yichaytach Shnei Simanim, and he never says you have to cut anything more. He says, you cut the Mefrekes B'loy Reiv Basar, and you cut the two Simanim, and he never says to cut anything more. Vayistayz the Rambam's maskim to Simanim is called Avdallah. And still he says you could do it by Chatas. So they have a pshat in the Rambam that there are three dargis. In order to be over the Isser Havdallah by Chatas, you have to cut it off completely. The two Simanim is not enough to be over the Isser Havdallah by Chatas. The Isser Havdallah by Chatas is dafka when you cut the head off completely. In order to mekayim the mitzvah Havdallah by Ayla, two Simanim are enough. Two simanim are enough to mekayim the mitzvah havdalah by Eila. But two simanim are not enough to be either an iser havdalah by chatas. So, by Eila, you mechuyif to do two simanim, because you mechuyif to do havdalah. And you need at least two simanim to be called havdalah. By chatas, you only have to do one simon, because you don't have to do havdalah. But the chatas, you're not allowed to do havdalah, that means you can't do havdalah of the entire reish. So one simin is not enough havdalah to be mekayim, to be yaitzah ba'ilah saif. It only works by chata saif. The whole head is genug havdalah to be asr by chata saif. And you like but that's okay ba'ilah saif. And two simanim are good by both. It's enough havdalah to be yaitzah the mitzvah havdalah ba'ilah saif, not enough havdalah to apostle by chata saif. And they much a lot. Where the Rambam got the shita from, they bring in the Gemara and Zvachim, they go, very schwer. But the Karen Ayri in Zvachim says it's not the Pshat in the Rambam in Hilchus Meisah Karbanis. Avad with the Rambam, by Oyla Seif holds you need Avdol of the entire head. And that's that Alecha Mishnah also understood the Rambam. When he says in Halachach of Gimel that Yechaytach Lishnei Simonim Kishahu Yayrid, he's saying like this, Avad in the end, you have to cut everything. You gotta get the entire head off. That's the Din Avdolah. But now he's explaining prati is exactly how you do malika. So you start off, you have to cut the mefrekes below your basa, like the Gemara said before, because if you cut the mefrekes or basa, it's already dead. And then you cut the two simanim, kishahu yayred. You can't just cut one simon now, because it din malika, but eila saif is two simanim. But that's even a bigger chiddush. Because the Gemara before Namdan, the Gemara before could have been just a half a minute, because at that point we thought that you did the Mefrekes and Reiv Basar first. But the Gemara before Namdan, that you do the second Simon just to Mekayim the Mitzvah Savdala. But the Rambam Namzan not that way, the way the Karanar is learning. The Rambam Namzan that the two Simonim by Eila is the Din Malika, not only Mitzvah the Mitzvah Savdala. The Mitzvah Savdala is to cut everything off. Just you have to cut the two simanim kishu yayred. You have to cut them first and then cut the rest of the head off. So kumtei slafida karenaira, it's like what we said. You're not mekayim the mitzvah havdalah ba'ilah saif until you cut the whole head off. So kumtei, it's one din havdalah. Cutting two simanim is not havdalah, not by chata saif, not ba'ilah saif. That's why you're allowed to do it by chata saif. And you're not yaitzu with that alone ba'ilah saif. You have to cut the whole head off. But l'mai said shver, how the Rambam shtims with that sukya? Like we said again, there are three places which, right? One is the Gemara in Chafam and Beis that says, that calls Yeshtim Rishchit Yeshtim Avdolim. And the Rambam is saying that when you cut two Simanim, it's not Avdolim, you have to cut off the whole head. Svetin, the Gemara here, Chaf Alpha and Beis with Rabbi Shmuel, that says that Machatis is only one Simon. It sounds like more than one Simon is a problem by Chatis. The Rambam says you could do two Simanim. And the Gemara with the Blazer Reb Shimon that says that by Chatas, because you see by Chatas, the Reish has to be Eiches to the Guf, in them state, you can't do two Simanim, you have to only do Reiv of two Simanim. The Chayyim see Mefurish that cutting two Simanim is Avdallah, And the Rambam is saying two simanim is not Avdola, only cutting the whole Rosh is Avdola. So we have one Teretz Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is going to Rabbanan, and the whole Gemara is going to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Reb Shimon. In the Shamsi Frankel Rambam, in the Sefer Lekutim in the back, they bring down Atakas El Tamidim from Reb Chaim. They got it from a Chayveris, they say it's Yisrael V'Yiraisa. And there they bring from Reb Chaim a Geshmak Pshat in the Rambam. Chaim says like this, in Malinka, there are three parts to the Malika. We'll call it two parts. There's the Mafrekis and the Rav Vasser, that's one part. And there's the Simonim, that's the second part. And the Mafrekis and the Rav Vasser, we learn out from Mimul Arpai. When you're doing Malika Mimul Arpai, that means you're cutting through the Mafrekis and the Rav Vasser. Yeah, the Gemara said you have to do the Simonim before you do the Rav Vasser, because if you do the Mafrekis and the Rav Vasser first, so then the Chimeis Eimin Melech. But I'll call upon him, the din to do Rav Vasser comes from the din of Mimul Arpai. The din to do Simanim, that comes from the word Malika, because Malika is Keshchita. Shchita is Simanim. So you see that Simanim have to do with Malika. Malika means Malika Simanim. That's from the word Malika. Hazak Reb Chaim, the Rambam held like this. Havdalah means that you cut everything that has to do with Malika. So the Mafrekis and the Rav Vasser is definitely necessary for Havdalah. That's, you learn out from Mimul Arpai, that's part of Malika. The Simanim, that's what the Gemara meant, the Chafam Midbay is called Sheyeshne B'Shchita, Yeshneshne B'Havdalah. That since the Simanim have to do with the Malika, because Malika Keshchita, that's why they're also included in the Mitzvahs Havdalah. So the Gemara there says, Yehachi Arnami. The Gemara says, if you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Havdalah, without the Mafrekis and the Rav Vasser, so why not the skin or so? The Gemara says the skin, no. Because the skin has no shaychus to Malika. It's not Mafrekis and Rav Vasser. It doesn't come into Mimul Arpai. And now Rav has said a big chiddush. They have to cut both Simanim to do Avdalah. When do you get Simanim have anything to do with Malika? Oh, because of Yeshne B'Shchita. So Rav is including more. We understood that Malika meant Mafrekis and Rav Vasser. That's the Mimul Arpai. Mafrekis and Rav Vasser. And Rav is including another thing, that the Simanim are also included in Malika because the Yeshne B'Shchita. But Rav wasn't coming Lafukim, Mafrekis and Rav Vasser. Mafrekis and Rav Vasser is Parshat that bought a Malika. That's Mimul Arpai. Then the Gemara's Kasha was, oh, you want to include Simanim also, not just Mafrekis and Rav Vasser. Simanim also necessary for Avdalah. So then why not Ar also? You think you have to cut everything? No. Mafrekis and Rav Vasser, of course, Mimul Arpai. Simanim because kol sheyeshne b'shchita yeshne b'malik yeshne b'avdalah, but nothing else, not the R. So that's why ba'eli you need the whole thing. Now by chatas it says lo yavdol. So the end of pshat is when you do two out of three, that's lo yavdol. So you could do if you do the mafrekis and the rav vasar, then you can only do one sinan. Because if you do Mafrekis and Rav Vasser and more than one Simon, that's a Shein Avdala. But if you do Mafrekis without Rav Vasser, then you could do both Simonim. Because, like we said, there are three components to Malika. See, Rashi is learning there's only one component to Malika. The Simonim. That's it. The Mafrekis is just because that's the way to get to it. There's no way to get to the Simonim in Mimul Arpa without cutting through the Mafrekis. And the Rav Vasser might be a din to cut the Rav Vasser afterwards. But that's not the Malika. The Malika is the Simanim. So that's why when you cut both Simanim, it's Avdala. When you cut one Simanim, it's not Avdala. That's Rashi. The Rambam holds, the way Reb Chaim's learning, that there are three components to Malika. There's Mafrekis, there's Rav Vasser, there's Simanim. To make Avdala, you need all three. You need Mafrekis, Rav Vasser, and Simanim. You don't need Ar, because Ar has nothing to do with the Malika. And the only reason why Simanim has what to do with this is called Sheyeshne B'Shchita. That's the Pshat Nigmar and Chafam Midbeis. But for Chatas, to be over on the Mitzvah Savdala, you have to do all three of them. If you did two out of three, that's not Avdala. So therefore, when the Rambam says you could cut the Simanim by the Chatas, he was talking about if you didn't cut Rav Vasser. If you cut Rav Vasser, then you can't cut more than one simen. So when the Gemara is mavur that more than one simen by a chatas is called avdalah, is when you did cut Rav Vasser. And who adin, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, that's saying that you can't cut the two simanim even by oila, is when you did cut Rav Vasser. But when you didn't cut Rav Vasar, then cutting the Simanim is not Avdolah. So Melech says, that's also Mishav, another Kasha like a Mishnah B'Leib Shver with. Because the Rambam never brings the din of Rav Vasar. So, like a Mishnah asks a Kasha, why did the Rambam bring down the din of Rav Basar? He only says, Mefrekes and Simanim. Why does he bring down the din of Rav Basar? Because the Gemara in Tzvachim discusses, is it Makiv, is it not Makiv? But sounds like it's a mitzvah chachil du Rav Basar. So the Achrayim already answered that by Oyla, he didn't have to bring Rav Basar. He said, you need a total Havdalah. Of course you're doing Rav Basar. So by Oyla, it's not Shver. He said, you have to be Mavdal the Reish Menaguf. Obviously, the only way to be Mavdal the Reish Menaguf is by doing Rav Basar. The Ram Lashitasa said Rav Basar by Eila. But the Shaila is Chatas. Hazar Yub Chaim, the Ramam means that. Milo Sasim, the Ramam Vashtetzach. But if the Ramam told you you could do two Simanim, and he still said it's not Havdalah, Al-Karchach, Rav Basar is part of the Malika process. Because otherwise, you did a full Havdalah. You did the Mefrakis, you did the Simanim, there's nothing else in the Malika to do, so you did Havdalah. Al-Karchach Rav Basar is part of the Malika process. Now, Mechatas, you have a choice. If you do the Mefrakis and the two Simanim, then you gotta leave the Rav Basar. You can't be a Mavdal. If you do the Mefrakis and one Simon, so he says, the Rambam says you'll understand yourself that now, Avadi, you should do Rav Basar. Al-Karchach Rav Basar is part of the Malika, because otherwise the two Simanim would be called the Avdalah. So if you don't do two Simanim, you only do one Simon, so then you don't have Avdalah because you still have a Simon left, so then Avadi should do Rav Basar in order to finish up the Malika. That's the Shtigler of Chaim to answer up the Shvei Rambam.
The Mishnah, Nechulin, Daf Chaf Beza, Bet Aleph, in the middle of Bet Aleph, the Mishnah brings down the Halacha, Kasher B'Toyer, Impossible B'Dayoyna, Kasher B'Dayoyna, Possible B'Toyer. That any bird that's kosher for Tayrin is automatically going to be possible for B'dayayna, and the age of the B'dayayna is kosher, is possible for Tayrin. And the Brisa, the Gemara brings the Brisa that explains that Tayrin is kosher dafka b'gdoylim, and b'ktanim they're possible, B'dayayna is the other way, dafka b'ktanim they're kosher, and gdoylim they're possible. The Gemara brings down the drushes, the alfusas on this, and the Gemara then goes, brings another Brisa, the Brisa says that the emesai hatoyrim kshem, from when are the toyrim kshem, Yeshiyah's Hebrew, when it's already gold, but the next already becomes fully gold, then the halacha is that the toyrim are kosher. The emesai b'dei yoyna psulim, and when the b'dei yoyna become possible, Yeshiyah's Hebrew, when it starts getting gold. Then the Gemara goes and says, Tori Yaakov karcha, the emesai b'dei yoyna kshem, when the b'dei yoyna that are kosher b'ktanim. So Pashas, we would say that the kosher right away, when are they kosher? Yeshiyah alu, who tarilavu abrlay, explains what it means. Afroich of yaludam, and the Gemara explains emas amar abayim chisham ekat v'bidei v'asi dom. That this kshir b'shiyalu means when you pull a feather out from the bird. So when the bird's very small, no dam comes out. When it gets a little older, then the dam starts coming out. That darga, that kshir, that's the darga when b'dei yoyda, even though the kosher b'ktanim, but akapatim has to be big enough that b'chishabi gad b'idei v'asi dom. There's a Rashi over here. Rashi the verbaso me'imasai. Rashi says me'imasai b'dei yoyda kshirim. So Rashi's bothered. Why would we think that there's any shear? Where does the shear come from? Why is there a din that you can't bring it right away? Rashi explains the b'yoyim shandol, but on the day that they're born, m'usenheim, they're moss. The bird is not roi for a krov, it's moss, and therefore be svar, there will be a psul of mias, of a behemoth that's not mias. It's not a nice, the bird doesn't become roi to be able to look nice enough to be a carbon from the time it's born. That's why the Gemara is trying to figure out when exactly is this shear where it becomes not mius, and it's already roi that's ready enough behoderdik to bring as a carbon. And there's a Kiveger in the Gilian Rambam in Hilchas Yisur Mizbech Parak Gibel Halacha Ches, where the Rambam discusses the halacha of Mechusas Man of Toich Ches Yomim. The halacha is, the pasuk says, Yom Hashmidi V'Holo Yerot, so that a carbon within 8 days, the halacha is that the carbon's pasul. So Rabbi Kiveger says that this is only by a behemah. It's between this Rashi. The Rashi would be mashma that if not for the fact that it's mius, Yom Yivoldi would already be roi for a carbon. Rashi says that Yom Yishanoldu it's not roi. Why? Because it's mos. Mashman Rashi, that without this new svar of Boz, without this new psul of Boz, the halacha would be that the Bnei Yoida would be kosher, B'yoyim Yavolda, says of Kivegir, it's Beduik in this Rashi, that this halacha that we find, that a behema, Teiches Yavim, is not Roila Akrova, it's only Yerotze, B'yoyim Hashmini Vahola, it's only a din in behema. By Oif, we don't have such a psul. Now, B'emes, this halacha is Beforish in Teisvis, in Menachis Daf Chafhei. Taisvis over there, and the Ramasra Ve'ima is going on a Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out where exactly is the din of Ritzei Tzitz. Where is the Heksha of Ritzei Tzitz? We know the Halacha of Ritzei Tzitz is on Tuma. Now it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Psukim that Ritzei Tzitz has Shaychis to Tuma. So the Gemara says that the reason why we say it's Dafka by Tuma is because the Pasik's Mashba, it's the Rotzit of Hev Lefnei Hashem. It has to be that somewhere this Psul that we're trying to be Machshir with the Tzitz is Huta Mechlaloi. And the Gemara tries to find different hechatimtzes, different psulim, where possibly the pasuk could be talking about. So the Tosis over there, in the Bemasra Ve'ema, Tosis asks, that why don't we say that the pasuk could be talking about this halacha, the Toymar asks Tosis, Ve'ema Ovid Mechusis Man Kagoy Teschas, Toyches. Why don't we say that Huta Bechloi, the Ovid Mechusis Man, Shehuta Bechloi Ba'ifais, that we find that it's Huta Bechloi by Oifis. Oifis doesn't have the psul. And Tosis brings a raya. Kid Omer Parakama de Chulin, de B'dei Yoyna Ksherim, Mishi Al Ludam. Tosis seems to hold that the Zman of Mishi Al Ludam is within Ches Yomim. Because if we would go on for more than Ches Yomim, then there wouldn't be any raya. Maybe Toy Ches Yomim is Poshet that it's Possel. And the Chiddush of Agamar is to say even after Ches Yomim, you have to wait till it's Al Ludam. It seems that Tosis holds the Betzias of Mishi Al Ludam is within 8 days, and Afal Pikein, it's before in the Gemara by us that once it's Mishi'al Ludam, it's kosher, even though it's Teiches Yavim, so Teisus is Machiach. From our Sugya, this halacha that Kivegis Vedaik and our Rashi, that Teiches Yavim is kosher only, is only a psul by Behema, by Oifis it's kosher, and that's why Teisus goes on to ask in the Sugya Menachis, that why can't the Gemara say that this is the psul that is going to have Ritzei Tzitz, since we find a psul of Mechusis Man of Teiches Yomim, which has a Heksher, has a Rotzen Lahem, by Eifis. Tzitzis and Benachas, Tavzai, the Bebeis, the Ramasul Ha, also asks the same Kashi, he brings in our Tzitzis, he also assumes this Anocha, that our Sug is Mukhrach, that Teiches Yomim is Kasher by Eif. Now, MS, the Rambam would also be Mashva this way. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, an essay, Samach, Mitzvah Shishim, the Rambam brings down this halacha of Yom Hashmini Vahala, and the Rambam writes, the Lashon HaRambam is, he shetzivanu shiya kol karban shenakrev min ha-behema ben shmini yom ma-yesa. The Rambam is madgish that this halacha, this psul, this halacha, this mitzvah, that we have dafka bring a karban that's ben shmini vahala, is only min ha-behema. When you nakrev min ha-behema, it's beduik in the Rambam that this halacha wouldn't apply to Eifes. And if you look at the Rambam, in Hukas Maisa Karbonis Perak Yud Ches, Halacha Ches, the Rambam also uses such a lashon. The Rambam writes, Ezehu Mechusis Mabagufoi, Behema Teich Besoich Shiva Yimei Aleida. The Rambam's lashon is Behema Besoich Shiva Yimei Aleida. Then the Rambam goes on to discuss what Torim Shalagiyaz Manav. But do you get the Rambam that the Mechusis Mabagufoi is only Negea this din that Teich Ches Yamim, that Teich Shiva Yimei Aleida, the Halacha is a Psul, Mechusis Mabagufoi is only by Behema. By Ophis we don't have this. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurim is Beach, where he establishes the Ikra Halacha of Teiches Yomim. The Rambam over there doesn't say this. The Rambam over there writes, Mitzvahs Esei Lahakav Kol HaKarbonis Be'em HaShmini V'Holo. That Pashas Estibus Halosha would be Mashma, the all Karbonis. You could be Bedaik in the Rambam over here. They seems not to be Madgish what he wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Maisa HaKarbonis. But L'chayra, if you look a little further on, in the next halacha test, where he starts discussing Eifis, his lashon over there is, Tayrib, Shaloi Giazmanim, Shaheim, Kibachusis Man, Bibeheima, that Tayrib, Shaloi Giazmanim are just like a Bachusis Man, Bibeheima, are just like a Beheima that's Bachusis Man, that's Teich Shavis Yavim, that's not yet Shmoyne Yavim. And over there, again, the rabbi writes, Kibachusis Man, Bibeheima. If the halacha would be that all, that Eifis would also have the soul, the rabbi should have brought Shehid Kibuchus's man of Teiches Yavim. from the fact that the Rabbi wrote Kibbuchus's Mabe Behemoth will be Mashma also like the Rabbi in other places, like Shitas Taisis, like Rabbi Kivegas, Badaik, and Rashi, that the psul of Teuches Yabib is only said by Behemoth, not by Eifus. If you look in the Tribuna Rob and David Beisharim in Chelik Aleph and Shuvat Hesvav, over there he discusses by Arichas Esdeis. He brings these Rambams, Taisvis, and over there he brings it as a Zoyar that's beforish not like this. Not like all these Rishonim seem to be Mashman. The Zoyar is beforish that the Halach of Teiches Yavim is not only a Din in Behema, it's a Din in Eifus also. And he goes on to ask an interesting kasha. On these Rishonim that seem to say, we seem to, the Bosh and Rambam, Mefurish and Taisvis, Kvegis, Bedaik and Rashi, that there's a psul, the psul is only by Behema, by Eifus it's kasher. He asks that Lachaira, Imkein, we know, Shitas Rav Akiva, is that a Behema that has a mum, Betukin Sheba'ayin, a mum that doesn't pass by Eifus, Rav Akiva holds that Lacha is that this Behema is Olova Yerdu, that this is a Hechsher, is a Behema that has a Hechsher B'Bakam Acher. And therefore, it has a din of Olo Yerdu, since it has a hechsher ba'oifis, since a oif doesn't have the psul of Dukin Sheba'ayin, a oif only has a psul of Mechusar Eber, a small mum like Dukin Sheba'ayin does not pass up by oif. So says Rav Akiva, since this mum has a hechsher ba'oif, therefore the halacha is, has a din of psul ba'kodesh, has a halacha, has a hechsher, and therefore it's gonna have a halacha of Olo Yerdu. And we know the klal, that something that's Olo Yerdu has a chiv of shrutei chutz. So Rav Akiva's shita is that if you have a mum shbedukin shabayin, the halacha is, even though it's a balbum, and a regal balbum, the halacha is vishachta b'chutz yipater, but it's not miskabel b'fnim, but a mum of dukin shabayin says Rav Akiva sits as a hechsher by oifis, so it's miskabel b'fnim, as it didn't ola yerdu, and therefore Rav Akiva's shita is that yichayiv b'chutz. As it should be the Rav, im kain, if we're going to say that teiches yadam, the halacha is kasher b'oifis, so it should come out that Teiches Yom also should be Olo Yerdu, a behemoth that Teiches Yom should be Olo Yerdu, and therefore should have the halacha of Shchut Echotz, and all the Mishnayis of Paras Chatos, are mashma not like this. It would be very schwer to say that Rav Akiva's Shita is not like this, that Rav Akiva would hold that there's a chi of Shchut Echotz on a behemoth Teiches Yom. And the Chayra, if we assume like these Rishonim, that there's a Hechsha by Oifis by Teiches Yom, the same way Rav Akiva holds is a chi of Shchut Echotz on a Balmum of Dukin Sheba'ayin sits as a Hechsha by Oifis, who I think he should hold that there's a chiv of shchut echotz on a behema teiches yamim. So yesh la'ayin in this kasha that even Rabbi Kiva has to beat it. There's a kedushas akrova to have a din olo yerdo, to have a din of shchut echotz. There has to be a kedushas akrova on the carpet. And the halacha of dukin shiva'ayin is only when it became dukin shiva'ayin after you amakdash it. Yesh la'ayin if there's a hechatibza of a b'chusas bam that has a kedushas akrova. So Aruchian, the Yashiv Kushis Hadoiv Beishar, the Kushya of the Chavida Rav, are these Rishonim. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara discusses the din of Tchilas Hazi of the Mishnah brings down that Tchilas Hazi of Bezeh Bezeh is possible. That is an in-between stage that doesn't have a din of Doilim and doesn't have a din of Tanim, that the Bnei Yoina are big enough, but they already started, the Saba already started getting a little goldish. That already makes them that they're a certain dagger that they're old enough not to be kashal akrova, but it's still not old enough for the Torah to be gdolim, so there's a certain stage where they're both possible. The Gemara discusses an interesting shayla. Boy Reb Zeirim. Ha'oyma reyalai oylam in ha'tayrim oybim b'nei ayyoyna. What happens if someone makes a nether to bring a oyla, and he master speaks out he can bring it from Torah or from b'nei ayyoyna? And he brings both a tar, tayrim and bnei yoina, and they're both tchilas hatziyuv. So Reb Zeira is the topic. What's the pshat over here in this din that tchilas hatziyuv is possible? Is the pshat based a suffix? We're not sure what darga it is. But the modeshach, either it's big enough for tayrim, or it's small enough to be still bnei yoina. But we're not sure. Therefore, we say it's possible. Mashaken in this hechatim to the Reb Zeira brings. Since he brought both, so he's for sure Yaitzev, a Madashach. If it's big enough, he brought Tayrim. And if it's not big enough, he brought Bnei Yoina. He was Yaitzev, a Madashach. Is the Pshat, says Reb Zeira, that it's a suffix if it's big or small. And therefore, a Madashach over here, if I bring both, I'll be Yaitzev. I do a Ber Yahave, Veloy Nafik. Or do we say that it's a Ber Yah, Veloy Nafik? And there's a certain dargo over here that's a berry that's not a gadol, not a katan, and therefore you're not yoytzem because it's not good, big enough for term, and it's not small enough for neyena, not because it's a suffix. So Taisvis over here in the Ramasro Behavi, Taisvis is bothered that Mabarashach, how could we have a makrovit, even on the tzad, it's only a suffix, and a monashach, I'll be yoytzer with one of them, but for sure one of them is puzzle. So how could I, could a kayin go ahead and be mak of these karbonis? What's the hechatibs over here of Reb Zeira? The kayin will go ask the Rav, what's that law? I'll say that one of these karbonis are puzzle, you can't be mak of them. We don't know which one. Even on the tzad that one of them is kosher. Even on the tzad it's a suffix, and one of them therefore will be kosher, but lechatchila I can't go and be mak of it. So Taisus says it in first teretz, the inachanami, the Gemara is not talking about a kayin that came to ask the Rav, what to do? We're talking about a case that a kain was already makriv these oifis. And now we want to know, bidi eved, are you yetzer or not? Taisus goes on to say it's second teretz, inami, kivan she'evil ni ha-kayin yot yidei nidroi me'acher to become mokam ha'echem en roi lahakrav. Since klapi shmaya, one of them's roi, on the tzad of the Gemara, that's a suffix. We don't know which one, but since one of them's roi lahakrav, and I already brought it to a kain, in a chanami, when the kayin's not going to be able to be makrovit, if he goes to the Rav will tell him, you're not able to be makrovit, this is a suffix. But after he came, the bayil ma'yotze, they nidroi, the yotze, then neder. And Taisus goes on to say, a new pshat of bama, that maybe we're talking about a case of bama, which wouldn't have a problem of being makrovit. He just tried to be yotze, his neder, the shayla is, it is neder, would he be yotze, his neder? And Taisus says, that even on a bama, the halacha is that you can't bring, you have to bring something that's kosher for a carbon, even though the Yushalmi says that all oifis are kosher for bama. That's for talking about a b'nei noyach. It's not talking about a Yisrael that's makrov on a bama. Yisrael that's makrov on a bama could only be makrov a carbon that's right in the mikdash, from the min that's right in the mikdash. And therefore, the same way there's a psul in the mikdash, there would be the same halacha that you wouldn't be able to be makrov these carbonis on a bama. So therefore, Taisus remains with his first two pshat. Now this taste is a famous taste. The taste seems to say a very big chiddush that even without being makrov carbon, you yotzei your neder. So if you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, the Mishnah Lamelech and Maisei Karbonis in Perek Yudal Halacha Hey, he's betam on tesis. He says it's the first sugya in the beginning of Zvachim that the halacha is that someone that shechts a carbon shlo l'shma. So some karbonis are pasul and some karbonis are kosher. Elo shlo yotzei bayim midei chavasan. The Baalim aren't yetzir their chayv, and therefore they have to bring a new carbon. And the Gemara is beforeish over there, that we're talking about even by a neder. The Gemara in that base of Adalf at Zvachim is beforeish, that we're talking about even by a neder. So ask the Mishnah Melech, what does that mean that the Baalim aren't yetzir their chayv, and they have to bring a new carbon? They already brought it liad kayin. Forget about the shechita, way before the shechita, they already put it from a neder. How could the Gemara go ahead over there and say, the fitaisvis, that the mechayv to bring a new carbon, they already brought it liad kayin. Now the kayin went ahead and shechted the shlod shma. But they already brought it liad kayin. They were long putter from their carbon. It's a chayim mukhruch in that sugi, says to Mishnah Melech, that the halacha is not like Taisvis, that the halacha is that you yatzi they did dry, in order to be yatzi they nether, you have to be, have a kosher akrov and you have to be mak of the carbon. Anytime you're not mak of the carbon, the halacha is you're not yatzi they nidroi. And he's bedaik over there in the Rambam, not like Taisvis, that the halacha is that a nether, until you bring the carbon, until you mak of the carbon, you still mukhruch to bring a new carbon. Now this Taisvis is not only a Taisvis, if you look at the Gilyan HaShas is betzayin to Rashi later on in the Masechta, and the Kufla betesel bet Aleph, to Vemascha the Michsa Akrova, Rashi over there says, the Chi Omer Alai, Hochi Ka Omer, Olai La Vila Azor, the Gemara over there is saying that it's not enough just that you make the Hektush, you have to bring it, you have to be makar of it, and Rashi says, that what does it mean when you say Olai? Olai La Vila Azor, Bechayra, Rashi should have written much more, Rashi should have wrote Olai La Hakriva, and to be makrov the carbon. Rashi learns that mashma from Rashi that the whole chiv that the person's making in his neder is only la'avir la'azara, like we mashma an eret toisvus. And if you look at Rikivegor over there is in Gilyan HaShas, is betzayin to eret toisvus. And he's betzayin also to Rashi in Me'ilon Daf Yutes. The sugya Me'ilon Daf Yutes, the Gemara over there is discussing the halacha, what happens if someone takes boy's hektish and buys with it a carbon. The Gemara over there brings about Chlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, Kivan Shehoitzi Mal. Once you're Moitzi, you're Mal. And Reb Yehuda says, no, Achi Yisr Kaddam. And Rashi over there on top of Yutessa Ben Alf, the Ramasal, Achi Yitzi Ben HaKadosh Ben HaHekdosh L'Choyl. Rashi learns in Reb Shimon. that even like Reb Shimon, also the halacha is the only mechuyev when you makriv the carbon. Rashi explains, or Reb Shimon holds, he holds you don't need be zayrik the dam. Reb Yehuda holds you only mail when you zayrik the dam. But that's when you yotzi a chayvus carbon. That's when you have enough from the haitzas ma'as hektish. That's my tzah that you bought with it a carbon. That's b'shanim hektish la hektish. That's not enough for me'ila. You have to go buy something that's lechulin, then you can be mail. To buy hektish, to buy behema with the money hektish, that's going to be hektish. That's not enough to make him ilo. You have to have anah from the krovus hakarbon. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now Rashi explains Rabbi Shimon also agrees to this. Rabbi Shimon holds that the kesavar the man the mechayev chata say asham lo oila muchayev b'chuyusay at shivienu la azara. A person is always going to be mechayev in the achrayis until he brings it to azara. And kivetshe via says Rashi nifter me'achuyusay is now potter from his achrayis. And that's why that's enough of anah. That's enough of aitzah. That's enough that you now could be moil. So we see in Rashi over here again, a kapanam chitas of Shimon, that when you bring a carbon lazara, you yotzi yachiv achrayis. So the Turi Evan, in Megillah daf Chesav et Aleph, we're there, the Gemara over there discussing the halacha of the chiv achrayis, of the Mishnah, that says, Babi nedel l'dava, that the dharma chayiv achrayusam, ein bein the dharma l'dava, is al shadarm chayiv achrayusam, l'dava is ein chayiv achrayusam. So the Gemara brings over there a braisa, for which happens to be Reb Shimon, that Benir Tzoloi the Chaper Olav, Reb Shimon Omer, Asha Olav Chai, Vach Yusai, Vash Eine Olav, Eine Chai, Vach Yusai. And Rashi over there explains, that Hachi Darsh Lekra, the way the Reb Shimon Darsh the Pasuk is, Benir Tzoloi Nidur, Lechashi is Chaper, Behen Hava Nirtza, Vamak Bika Pora, Loi Nirtza. So the Dinach Rai, says the Braisa, says Reb Shimon, is, until you Mechaper, as the Turi Evan, it's first over here, even by a neder, that the halacha is that you're only yoitza, you're only mafkir yechiv achrayis, only with the kaporo, with the zrikas adam mamish. So how could Rashi come along over here in Me'ila and learn up that even by a carbon chayva, kini zavim v'zavis, the Gemara over there is talking about, that you yoitza yechayva without the akraba, that you yoitza yechayva with just bringing it lazar. Now this Turi Evan is asking on Rashi and Me'ila L'chaira, this kasha is going to be Chal and Artesis, and Rashi and Chulin also, Rashi and Kuflametes also. The L'chaira is the first over here in the Gemara, that in order to be Yotzi Yechiv Achrayis, in order not to have Bichayiv anymore, you need to be Mechaper. There has to be a Kapara. There has to be a Zrikas Adam. Now on the kasha of the Bishtal of Melech, that the Bishtal of Melech asks from Zvachim Daf Beis, the Tzlach, this teretz won't answer the Turi Evan's kasha, but the Tzlach answers the etzem kasha of the Bishlo Melech. Bishlo Melech had a kasha that, well, how could the Bishlo say that lo yati deichei vasan? L'chayra, how could it be that you have to bring a new carbon? Ein echanam yishach to the shodashma, but you already brought it to the kai. So the Tzlach says that this machloikis, this din, says the Tzlach, L'chayra, this svara of Taisus by us, the Chayro, could be Tolian, Shaila, the Gemara, and the Darim, and Daflam, and hey, the Gemara Kedusha Chav Gimel discusses it. When a Kayan is Mak of a carbon, whose Shliach is a carbon? Is the Kayan? Is the Kayan Shluchi Didan? Is he a Shliach of us, of the Yidden that are being Mak of Kabbalah, he's their Shliach to be Mak of the carbon? Or no, the Kayan is a Shluchi Dishmaya? It says a Slach, a very Mistavar to Gisvara. If the kohen is a shliach of the Shmaya, the shliach of Hashem, to be makriv karbonis, so I brought it to him. I brought already my carbon to Hashem. Now Hashem has his shluchim going to be makriv the karbonis, and they went ahead and they made a machshev shlo l'shma. I was yetsa ma'achiv. Then it'll be we could hear a svar to say like Taisvis that I was ready yetsa ma'achiv by bringing it to the kohen. He's the shluch of the Shmaya, so I did what I was supposed to do. But if he's my shliach, and he didn't end up doing his shlichus, he didn't end up being makriv of the carbon. So then says the Tzlach, it's mistaver not like Taisvis. Shfar to understand Taisvis svar lefidus tzad. So therefore says the Tzlach that death to the Gemara in Zvachim daf Beis is beforish. That one has to bring a new carbon by a neder. That Gemara is going on the tzad that shluchi didat. Masha'ekin Taisvis by us in learning up in Arasugi would be going with the tzad of shluchi d'shmaya. And on the tzad shluchi d'shmaya, Taisvis holds that once I bring it to the kohen, I'm ready yotze by chiyuv. Now this tzvach is not going to answer Rashi and Me'ila because there's a mafurish of Mishnah that you're not yotze deichei vasan. We could say pshatim in the Gemaras to talk about a neder. The tzvach is saying that the Gemara in Zvachim that's talking about a neder that's before that the did of al yotze deichei vasan talking about a neder also that's going on the Omar shluchei didam. But the Mishnah says mafurish. How are we going to learn the Mishnah? Our Gemara has to learn a pshat in the Mishnah. We can't not agree with a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you lo yatzi dechavasam. So the Tzach is saying that Mishnah of lo yatzi dechavasam is talking about a carbon chayva. On a carbon chayva, on a chatos, on an asham where someone did a aveira and he has to have a kapara, then it's pashat, says the Tzach, that until you bring that carbon, you're not going to be yatzi. The Gemara that's beforeish, lo yatzi dechavasam is by a neder, that we can answer, that's not going in Farasuga. Arasuga doesn't hold that way. Arasuga holds shluchi deshmai and therefore doesn't hold that way. The Mishnah that's beforeish, that's lo yatzi dechavasam, Arasuga that holds shluchi didan will learn, Arasuga that holds shluchi deshmai will learn, that's not talking about a carbon of a neder, that's talking about a carbon chayva, where I have a chi of carbon, and over there says it's lach, Tosis never said it's chiddush. By a carbon chayva where you need a kapara, where there's a chayva's carbon, when the chiyav of carbon didn't just come on me because of my neder, then Tosis agrees that in order to be yotzei by chayva, I have to have akrava, and that's where the din of the Mishnah will be nageya for the din of lo yatzi dechavasam. Now, obviously, this kash teretz of itzach doesn't answer Rashi and Me'ila. Rashi and Me'ila is discussing a carbon chayva. Unless we say that the Mishnah in Zvachim is not going like Rav Shimon, it's Kufatoli and the Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda over there, but Kapanim, the Tzlach's answer doesn't answer Rashi and Me'ila, since Rashi and Me'ila is talking about Mamish, a carbon chayva, and therefore we don't have this Eitzah to say that the Gemara in Zvachim that stretches the Mishnah to that there is Toli and a Shaila in the Gemara's other places, because the Mishnah Hammi is going to have to be talking about Kapanim about a carbon chayva. Now there's another Teretz, the Tesis by us at the Bishlabel's Kasha, the Chazanish, in Arachayim, it's in Kufben Beis, and Ois Beis, the Chazanish says that possibly Tesis does not mean, like it literally says, that you're Yotzi Dechayva and you don't need to bring a new carbon. Tesis can mean that just the Gabi Balta Acher, you're not over Balta Acher. The din of Balta Acher is Ve'evesim Shaba, that you believe to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that I wasn't makir my carbon, in a Chanami. In a chanami, I have a neder to bring the carbon, I'm still mechuyev to bring the carbon. But I'm not going to be over about the achar, since I already was bekayim my din to bring it to the azar. Zakiyim did a bring it to the azar, and that's enough for the bal ta achar. So Tesis just means that I'm yotze my neder, that I won't be over anymore bal ta achar. If you look at the Dvar of Ram, Mechelik Beisib, and Gimel, he also has such a tzad, and he says, if he's there, there's no riot, and Shemalch put a riot at the Rambam, argues on Tesis. He says, the Rambam's not discussing bal ta achar, maybe the oil and the Rambam could agree to Tesis. That is no chiyah about the acher. So in the svara exactly, the person still wasn't yetzes neder, so he still has a neder. So how would he be mafkiyah about the acher from the neder that's still kaimi aleh? The fact that he did bring a carbon to the azara, how's that going to help? So in about that's a chazanish wants to be matchik the lashon ha'tesvus. There's a famous shtikal teir from the Briska Rav, and the sefer shechitas chumen brings it down over here in our sugya. On the Gemara Megillah, Daf Ches, and the Briska Rav's bothered that exactly why we just brought down the Gemara over there in Megillah Daf Ches, where the Gemara brings a whole drasha to say that Yechayv and Achrayis, that of Dorim Yechayv and Achrayis, someone makes a neder to bring a carbon and the carbon dies, Yechayv and Achrayis, and the Gemara brings a drasha. Is the Briska Rav's bothered that L'chayra we don't need any drashas for that? Every person can understand if someone made a neder to bring a carbon and he's mafish a carbon and it died, he has to bring a new carbon. Someone goes to the store and buys an esrig, and the esrig gets lost. He has to go find himself a new esrig for sukkahs. What does the Gemara need a drasha for? You mechayiv yourself to bring a carbon. Obviously, when you say arei zu, you never mechayiv on yourself to bring a carbon. So then, if it dies, there's no more carbon. You're not mechayiv. But someone says that arei alai, it's a simple svara, says the Briska Rav. Why does a Gemara need to bring a new pasuk? So says the Briska Rav, ein hachanami. The Gemara never discussed the chiyav neder. The Gemara over here is coming to say there's another dinir. There's a new chiyav called the chiyav achrayis. That it's chal on this carbon when I'm mafresh a carbon for my neder. That I'm mechuyav. There's a din achrayis on me that when this carbon gets lost, I'm mechuyav to bring a new one. And that's a new din, and that's a new chiddush. That when the carbon gets lost, I'm mechuyav to go and bring tacht of a new one. Now, if you look in the Shiria grid, in Zvachim Daftal, he brings down this Briska Rav, and he's, this Kasha Tuva, very nice, is two dinim. What's in a gear to two dinim? Anyhow, I'm mechuyim midin my neder. What's in a gear is two din of achrayis? But if you look at the Sefer Shechitas Chulin over here, he brings down from the Briska Rav that the Gufa is coming to explain Pshat Eret Toysvis. Eret Toysvis comes and says, a chiddush, that the chiyim neder is only until you get to the Azara. Once you get to the Azara, you're yoytzi your neder. And that's Gufa says to Briska Rav, it brings down for the Briska Rav that that's Kufa and the Gemara and Megillah now is coming to say that in a chanami, your neder, you already yoytze, you don't have a neder anymore, your neder is finished, you already brought it to the Azara, that was what you were chayiv in your neder. Afilpikain, if this animal goes and gets lost, you're still going to be chayv to bring a new one, because over here there's a new din achrayis, and until the kapara, the chaper olav, until the kapara, until you have the kapara, you're still mochiv in achrayis. So if this animal gets lost, you're going to have to go and bring a new one. So says the Shkidah Zchulam B'Shem the Brisker Rav, Im Kain, Taisis Kavod is like this. Taisis means to say is that once I bring this Torah Ben Yonah to the Kayin, so now it's Yetzim my Nedra, I have no Mochiyim Nedra anymore. And Elamai, what I'm still going to be Mochiyim Bidin the Achrayis, but Kozman, the Kayin has Biyodai, a Torah Ben Yonah, I have no Mochiyim Achrayis. The Chiyim Achrayis is only when that carbon gets lost. And it's not here anymore, then I have to go and bring a new one. But Kozman, it's sitting over here in the Azara, beyond the Koyin. So now I'm Potter Lagamri. Achiev Neder, I was Yates already. My Achrayis, I'm not Mechiv and Achrayis. The Achrayis is only, it's a new din that when I lose my carbon, I'm Achiev to go and bring a new one. But now I didn't lose any carbon. I for sure have a Kashur carbon. One of the two, on the Tzavet, it's a Suffolk, is a Kashur carbon. And I'm now, the Koyin is sitting beyond, they want a Kashur carbon, either a Tar Ben Yoyin, we don't know which one. So on the Tzavet, it's a Sveika, I'm Potter now. On the Tzavet, Bar Yusuf, both of them apostle, and then I'm gonna have to go, I was in Yates B'chal, my Nether, and I have to go and bring a new one. So Maisa, practically, eventually these Eifes aren't gonna stay around forever. Once these Eifes get lost, I'm not gonna be able to be Makriv them, and they're gonna eventually die or get lost or whatever it is, I'm gonna become Rimuchiv, between my Achrayis, the Chayra. But Kapata, maybe Tais Kavan is the Is Ata, I'm gonna be Potter, the Is Ata, I'm gonna be Potter for my carbon. And that's why in the Chanami, normally, of course, until in all the Hechatimtzes, if I have a puzzle of carbon in the Chanami, of course, once if I shech the carbon Shleil Shema, of course, now I have a Chiyav Achrayis, I have to bring a new one. But Kozman, I didn't yet be Makrivit Shleil Shema, I didn't yet be Makrivit Mepsol. Kozman, it's standing here, Ben, right now, Ke'ez, I'm going to be Potter, and that's possibly the Mechubin of Er Toisvis. Now there's another Shtik of Torah over here, and this Inyan from Reb Shach, from Navi Ezri, in Maisik Abonis over there, where the Bishlam Melech and Perik Yidal and Alocha Hey, where Reb Shach over there is Beyasid, that we find that a Chi of Carbon is not just a Chi of Mitzvah like the Sheikha Esrig. A Chi of Carbon is a Chi of Mammon that creates a Shiba Nechasim. Sugi Kedusha Daf Yagimel and other places, Shibuddha Dai Raisa, there's a Chi of that his Chasim comes Shubba to that Havas Carbon. A Chi of Carbon is not just a chiyah mitzvah to bring a carbon. It's a chiyah mammon that the person has to go be mafresh the carbon and be makrivit. It's a chiyah mammon. It creates a shiva nechasim. So it says Reb Shach and Aviezri, the fees there, we can miyashiv the kashas of the Mishnah Melech. And we can miyashiv the kashas of the Turi Evan. Says Reb Shach, this that we find in the Rishayim, Rashi Daf Kufla Mates, Taisis Bayas, the sugya meilad af yates, that there's a your potter from your chiyav when you brought it to Azara, does not mean that you're not mechiyav to bring your carbon. There's a chiyav neder. Pashat, of course, someone made a neder, someone that has a chiyav carbon, someone that has a chiyav chatas to bring it, to go and bring it, he has to go be makar of the carbon. Says Reb Shach, this that you become, that Rishayim say your potter is just from this nekuda, from the chiyav moment sheva carbon. Because the chiyav moment sheva carbon, says Reb Shach, can't be mechayim me to go make a maisa zrika. That's a maisa mitzvah like every other maisa mitzvah. The chiyav moment is that it's chal on a person to go take $100, buy his behema, and go bring it to the Azara. Go bring it to Hashem. Go give it to the Kayan. Now there's a din akrova with all the heksha akrova. That's the mitzvahs akrova's carbon. That's not a chiyav moment. So therefore the chiyav moment, says Reb Shach, is poka miyad when I bring it to the Azara. And he says that's the pshat in the sugya me'ilo daf yates. That over, since already by me bringing the Azara, Reb Shimon holds, that's enough to make me Elah. That's enough if I know. In a Chanami, I'm still gonna have to bring the carbon. If carbon doesn't make it onto the Mizbeach, I'm gonna have to bring a new one. But right now, I don't have any more Chiv Achrayis. I don't have any more Shiva Nechasim. My Nechasim can't become a Shuvit. If I buy Karka now, it won't become a Shuvit to my carbon anymore. Because I don't have any more Ramy on me anymore Chiyim Mammon. Because I already was Yetzim my Chiyim Mammon. So that's already from my pattering up my chiyah mammon, that's already enough that it should be anod, I should have me'ilah. And that's the kavanah of Taisis by us also. It's talking about he gave it to Kayin. Taisis is not talking about, of course he's going to have to bring a new carbon. Because these behemoths, these eifes aren't roi l'akrava. So he's not going to be able to be yotzei his carbon with that. What Taisis just means to say is that ham mia is nechasim, if he buys a karka now, his karkois aren't going to come and shove it to this chiyah carbon. Since the Karkoi, since he doesn't have any more Chiyam Mammon, he was Yates' Chiyam Mammon, he already brought his Mammon to the Beis HaMikdash. And if you look in the Sefer Shechitas Chulin, he says, L'chayru could be miyashiv a very shver shach. The shach in Choshe Mishpat to bekufcha of chesiv kotek gibel. Shach is discussing a noisa. Halacha is that someone that has a, that makes a neder, he's not going to be mahana someone. That that person, he asks that person enough from him. The halacha is he can still be pirei as chayvay. The Mishnah Nedarim says he can still pay up his chayv. There's a noisa. The Rishayim bring down the noisa. The Yishalmi discusses it. What's the halacha with a bal chayv doichik? A bal chayv that you for sure going to have to pay up. It's a regular bal chayv. The Yishalmi says you could always say that that's not called a not to pay up someone's chayv because he could have said that who said I would have to end up paying. I could have been befaisin. But what's with a bal chayv doichik that you don't have an eitzah with? And Yishalmi discusses a chatib. So what's the Allah brings to this? That what's the din with being makar of a korban because of, for someone that can't have enough from you? L'chayr over there, it's like a bal chayv doichik. Why? Because he can take a mashkin. Because a karbonis, Allah is with a mashkin al karbonis. So l'chayr for the fact that it's before that I could be makar of karbonis for someone that has a not. You see, even a bal chayv doichik, you can pay up the chayv. And the Yushalmi over there says that's talking about a case where the Shach learns up in the Yushalmi that was nevdu miyar koyin, that you already had brought the karbonis miyar koyin. And therefore, that's why I don't have a gnaw from the fact that the person brought the carbon. And the Shach explains this, because you're not mechuyev anymore. Once I brought my karbonis liyar koyin, so I'm not mechuyev anymore to bring any more of the carbon. So then if he goes and brings the carbon for me, so I don't have any gnaw. That's what, therefore the Yushalmi says there's no raya from here to what the din of a bal chayv doichik is. So the tumim over here on the shach, Kseis HaChesha brings down the, over here, and Tzivkotan Beis, and Tzivkotan Chavches brings down the tumim. Tumim over here, and Tzivkotan Alf, is Batam on the shach. Whoever heard of such a thing? You yoytzi a carbon by bringing it to the Kayan. Poshit, you have to be mak of the carbon. It's interesting that it doesn't bring down our Rishonim. But Kapadim is Batam on the shach. What, where do we find such a halacha? And he brings this same kasha of the Mishlo Melech over here, that we find that if the carbon becomes puzzle in that krava, you have to bring a new carbon. What happened to it was already Gilead Koyan. So the Tzoyis HaChayshin says, has an eitzah that Shemidit say Mishnah Rucha B'Shkolim, he says that the Shach is coming from the Mishnah B'Shkolim, where the Mishnah B'Shkolim says that once you already brought the Kinim, you already put it into the, you already brought the money to the Azara, you put it into the Kupa, he said something happens, the eifis become puzzle, so there's a Tanai Bezdin, that we bring it from different places, we bring it the machlekes, do we bring it from the lishka? The hektish to kehanim are besadah for you to bring new eifes. They take money from other places, other sources to bring you new eifes. And if it says ekseis achayshin, that could be the kavana of the shach. Even though the shach is not mashpin this way, that could be the kavana of the shach. Not that you yotzi your karma without the kapara, but since there's a takana that the bezdin takes care of this for you, they'll take care of the eifes for you to bring new eifes. So therefore, you don't have an no. The nesivus is hiskim al yada is maskim to ekseis achayshin. But says the Shchitas Chulin, the Fidus Aviezri, the Chayyot's Pashat, the Chayyot that Shach is Mamish Pashat, in a Chanami, the Shach never meant to say that you don't have to bring a new carbon. The Shach just means to say is that we're discussing over here the reason why the Bishalmi had a Raya was because a Chiyav carbon, you have a Mashkin in all of. You can take a Mashkin on a Chiyav carbon. Says the Shchitas Chulin, why can you take a Mashkin on a carbon? Because it's a Chiyav Mamin. Says, therefore, what the Shach means to say is that once it came Liyad Koyin, in a Hanami, of course, it's still a mitzvah to bring a carbon, and you're not gonna have a kapar until you bring the carbon, and makrevit kedasu chadin. But Hamiyad Bezdin can't take from you a mashkin anymore on it, because you're not mukhiyim, there's no chiyim mamin anymore. You already brought it to the Koyin, it was nevdim Liyad Koyin, it's not your chiyim mamin anymore, you already yaitzi chiyim mamin. Elamai, there's still a chiyim carbon, so that's already about chayv she'ine doichik. No one can take a mashkin from you anymore. You yaitzi yichiyim mamin. And that's how the Yishalmi is being madchil araya, and that could be pshan in the shach. Chayv very gishmak of pshan in the shach. I'll be the yisayid of the Avi Ezri in our sugya. Just to make a quick sikum, we said over that there's rishayim in a lot of places that I'm avor that you yaitzi yichayv as carbon with avala azara. Taisis over here by us, the Rashi kufla metesa but aleph. Said Rashi and Meilo Daf Yatesa Akaponim and Shitas Reb Shimon is mashmal even a carbon chayva yoytza already by bringing it to the Azar. The Mishabalach is betamif from the fact that we find that by a neder there's a din of shchitas shlodeshva makes that you have to bring a new carbon, and therefore he says the Rambam and he's betayik in the therefore he's betam on Taisvis, he's betayik in the Rambam not like Taisvis. We said that Turi Evan is betamif from the sugya Megillah. He's betam on Rashi and Meilo that the sugya Meilo is. Megillah is klar, even in Shitas Reb Shimon, that you need a kapara. Without a kapara, you have to bring a new carbon. So we said from the tzlach to be biyashiv the mishal melech's kasha that it'll be telling the machlekes shulchi ditana shulchi deshmaya, and we'll have to learn up the mishnah. Our sugi will have to learn up the mishnah. It's dafka by kabbalas chayv and not by kabbalas neder. This obviously doesn't answer Rashi and Meila. The Chazan Ish says that kabbalas taisis is legabi bal ta'acher. Not that you yotzi a chayva, the hamia, there's no bal ta'acher anymore once you bring it to azara. And we said over, you say for the briskarov that could possibly answer the kasha that the Gemara Megillah's chiddush that yimachuyev is only the chiyev achrayis. It was pasha that ham mir is also a neder. So maybe that's what Taisus by us is discussing, only the chiyev achrayis. Sorry, chiyev, what's an afgamin? If anyhow, there's gonna always gonna be a new chiyev mitzad the chiyev neder. And then we said over, you say for the Avi Ezri that these rishayim possibly don't mean that there's a chiyev that you yotzi your the gamri yachiv is carbon. Of course, you have to bring a new carbon. They just mean that the chiyim mammon that munach in a chiyim carbon that you yaitze that you already did. Your mammon is chelik is just to bring it to azara, and that's what the shayna mean that you yaitze dechevasam. That's what Rashi and Meila means. That's what Rashi daf kuflabetes could mean. That's what Taisus by us could mean. That you just yaitze your chayves mammon, but in a chanami, of course, you still have to be yaitze your chiyim carbon. You still have to do the mitzvah and go and bring the carbon. And we said, if he's there to be Yushev the Shach, that could be the Pshan and the Shach. The Shach learns the Yushalmi, that once you brought your Eifes to a carbon, Kayin, you don't have any more, the Dim Mashkinin, the Dim Mashkinin falls away, and that's why the Yushalmi says there will be no Raya for the fact that you could be bring a carbon like Haveroi, that who I did, you could pay up a Baal Chayv Doichik, says the Yushalmi, because the case is not talking about a regular Chayv's carbon. The case is talking about where you're ready with Yaitzi, your Chayv's Mammon, and therefore there's no Dim Mashkinin anymore. You can't take a Mashkinin, it's not a Baal Chayv Doichik anymore. And that's why the Yushalmi is batzchad araya, it's b'yushev, the tumim is kasha, but l'chayro, it's pashat, that every carbon, until you makrev it, b'hechshu, you have to bring a new carbon. The Gemara goes on, Amar Rava, Rava brings a raya to Rav Zeir's suffix, Toshaba, prat l'tchilis hatziyav, shabazer b'zeh. It's a Zeir's hakosov, that's b'may, tchilis hatziyav, b'zeh b'zeh, shapasol. So says Rava, I'm b'shleim a ber yahava, if you tell me that it's a soul vadai, shaper. Eli, I'm a tzveika have, if it's sachakol, did suffix, and in Mamona Shach, I'm going to be Yaitz, a second call of Terry's coming to tell me that be Suffolk about Iver, it's a crawl, the Bute is fake, do I need a Pusik to be by the Suffolk? So Rashi is Basber, what does the Gemara mean to ask? Gemara means to ask, V'i Pshita Lach, the Karen Ninu, I sit up with the Yaitz, V'i Kibid Loi Pshita Lom, Loi Hav Loi Yaw, Mehecha Tasek at Dait and Akshurin. Why do I need a Pusik to be by it, me Suffolk? I need a Pusik, what will be the Tzad to be Makshurit? Anyhow, to be Suffolk Pusil. So therefore, Rashi learns up, Rashi seems to learn that Ib Kain, Misvara, I would know this already. Without any psukim, I know already that if I have a suffix, if it's kosher or pasul, then I would say that I can't bring it. I don't need a pasik to tell me that I can't bring it, misuffix. I know Misvara already that misuffix, I can't bring it. Now there's a famous Nisa, no, it's Machaikis, Rambam, and other Rishonim, Rambam and Rajba. What's halacha with suffix day rice? Midairaisa, what's the din? If I have a suffix, do I have to go? Does the Torah allow me to go ahead and be makel on the suffix? Or no? Midairaisa already, of course, that's pasha, that suffix derais goes to chumrah. Shailas, if that's din, is midirabbanan or midairaisa? The Rambam Shita is that suffix derabbanan is a kula. Pashas Rambam holds that midairaisa, there's no din that me suffix, I can't do a iser. I'm able to be over if it's not, kolzman, it's not a vade iser, there's no roiv that assers. The halacha is that I could go be tail on the tzad the kula and I could go be makel. Other rishonim, the Rajba, Schaylik, he says no suffik deraisa is the chumrah. So the Marit in Chelik Beis in Yerdei and Simon Aleph, he brings a raya from this Rashi, not like the Rambam, like the Shita said Rajba, that Rashi holds suffik deraisa is the chumrah. What does Rashi mean over here? What shver? In a chanami misuffik, I'll be machsherit. I would be makel kula. I would be taylor that it's kosher, and I would be makel. But there rises suffik there rises kula. In a chanami, but you have to be machmer. But in the pasuk in the Torah, but there rises I would be machmer. That's why I need a special pasuk over here to tell me to be machmer. Without that, I would be makel. Elamai says the Marit must be that Rashi holds suffik there rises l'chumra, and he goes on to bring a lot of rise from other Rashi's, and the Prichadosh is maybe Klali Sfek Sfeika on the first in Aleph where he comes to discuss this Noisa, whether Suffolk Deraisa is the Chumar Mideraisa or not. He also brings down this Marit, and he's basking to the Raisa Marit of Chayr from this Rashi will be a Raya that Suffolk Deraisa is the Chumar. On the back of Sefer Plesi, there's a Sefer from his Enochal at Tferes Yisrael, from Rabbi Yisrael, he brings down He has a Sefer Kutrus HaSfekis, which also goes through this nice, whether or not Safek Deraisa is the Chubra B'Deraisa or not. And he brings down, Oisir Gimel, he brings down this Raya. And he's Doicha, there's a few ways that he Madche this Rashi. He says, first of all, over here, it's Ikva Yisura. This Lachai will be a gather of Ikva Yisura, because a person that was made a nether, or a person that has a chivas carbon, he's b'chuy vade in a carbon now, and now to go mi suffik and be makel to use a carbon that's only kasher mi suffik, l'chayra will be a gather of ikvei sura. Saruchin, exactly to see if this is clear that it's ikvei sura, but he holds that this would be a gather of ikvei sura, where the ram also could be maideh, that it's such a chatipsu you would have to be machmer. And therefore it would be very good, even if the rashi was like the ram, it would still apply the svar of mehecha tesek adaitin laksharim. And he says, other svaras, and he says, another taina, that l'chayra will be a tarti desastri. L'chayra, the reason maybe over here why you would have to be machmer, even if you're the Rambam, is because of tarti desastri. Because l'chayra will come out, if a person's maker, one day he'll bring a tar that's tchilas atziv, and the next day he'll bring a ben yoyna that's tchilas atziv, and he'll come out, he'll be seiser himself. So therefore, since it's shaykh to come to tarti desastri, therefore a person would have to be machmer, and never to bring such a chatimtza. So the Lev Aryeh also is mechaber to this svara, and he brings down, and he says that it's not a regular tarti desastri like we find in other paiskim. The other paiskim, Marit, that discusses the chatimsis of tarti desastri, are talking about a suffolk mamzer that goes and marries a mamzer, and a Yisrael at once. The loch is that a suffolk mamzer is mutter a mamzer, and a suffolk mamzer is mutter in Yisrael. He's not a mamzer vada, he's not a kal vada. So he's mutter in both. So therefore, over there the Marit discusses what's the halacha to be married to one, a Safek Mamzer, could he be married to a Mamzeres and a Yisraelis at once? So Lev Aryeh says that over there, since I'm married at once, we look at it more as a Bevas Achas. Even though each Bia is Bezachazeh, but since I'm married to them at once, we can look at the Sfeikis together and say that there's a Tarit disaster going on. Mashiach over here, if a person one day brings a Ben Yoida that's already a Tchilis HaTziv, and then, a few years later, when he has a different chivis carbon, he's gonna bring a tar. That Sefer Tziyah, that's two separate sfeikis, mechatesi, says the Lev Aryeh, that over here, you would have to be machmer. It's not such a simple answer, simple dichoy, to the Raya of the Marit. But then he goes on to say, the Lev Aryeh goes on to say another svara over here, to be malchah the Raya. And he says, that this halacha, that the Rambam holds, Safek Deraisa Lekula, is by Isser, you have a Isser Chalif, so if it's not Mavi Chalif, so I'm not mechuyev to be machmer. But says the Lev Aryeh, that's only when the Torah says don't eat chalev. So then, if it's suffolk chalev, not mechuyev. But what happens if the Torah says to go and bring a tar, go to bring a ben yoyna? So then says the Lev Aryeh, then the other way around, I have to make sure it's a tar and a ben yoyna to bring it. The same way I have to make sure it's vade chalev in order to aser me, who I didn't order to be bring it, I have to bring a tar. If it's not a vade tar, if it's a suffolk tar, then of course the Rambam holding can't bring it. The Rambam just holds that when the Torah says not to do something, or the Torah says yet to do something, the Torah is referring to a vadei. So therefore, if the tar is not a vade tar, then I can't be yetzim mechayvus carbon with this tar. And really, this svar is really a famous svar that people that before some b'shem lechavistas. The chavistas is simon kuf yud. Right before he starts his kol yisvek sveito, he has akdam over there. He discusses the halach of safek deraisa lechumra, and he brings that the rishonim ask on the Rambam kashis, the Rambam that safek deraisa lechul. They ask that the Gemara in daf yud alef lechulam brings rayas that we go basarayv. And the rayas are from the fact that I bring a carbon, from the fact that I can be makar v'para aduma, even though there's a suffolk trefa, there's a suffolk mum. And the Gemara says, Elamai v'seimechan roiv. Ask the Rishonim, ask the Rashbatar, it's a bias, the Ran and Kedushin, that what the feet of Ram, there's no raya. In a chanami, you can't be seimechan roiv. And therefore, we remain mesupik, we can't be seimechan the beer from roiv to no vadai. It remains a suffolk for us. But afal pikin, it's kosher, because suffolk der rice is lakula. Says the Chavistas, that the Rambam was only talking about when the Torah said not to do something, not to eat chazer, not to eat chalev. Then the Torah says, we say that that's only when it's vade chalev. The Torah wasn't referring to a case where I'm not sure if it's chalev. Then it's mutter, that the Torah didn't ask her in the Isra of chalev or the Isra of chazer. But when the Torah says, go bring go shake an estrog at sukkahs, and I'm not sure if this is an estrog, it might be a lemon. So then says the Chavistas, the Rambam's not going to say, suffolk derais el kul and you can take it. The hepech, the Rambam would be the machmer here. The Rambam for sure that's no good. The Rambam would say that this esrig, the Torah said to take an esrig, pre-eitz hadar. Is this a pre-eitz hadar? No. It might not be. And therefore, I'm not going to be yetzer with that. And therefore, who I do when the Torah says, go bring a behemoth that's tamim. It's not for sure tamim. It might be a balmum. where the Torah says it has to be kosher yavar tachas hashevet, and this, which means it's not a treifa, and this is not for sure yavar tachas hashevet, so it's not for sure not a treifa, so it's not going to be kosher for a carbon. So the chayyur, the chavzas, is to bring down our sugyo. But this is the same Torah as Aleph Arya is saying here. Who did this for Yoshev Ar Rashi? Even if Rashi would hold like the Rambam, the Rambam could learn the Gemara like Rashi over here, because over here the Torah said bring a tar, bring a ben yayna, and a tar ben yayna means a certain age. If it's not a vade tar, it's not vade tar, which means a tar gadol. It's not a vade ben yayna. It's not vade a small yayna, because it might be too big. So then it's no good. Even the feet of Rambam, I can't go and be makel over here. Now, Taisvis, by us, is discussed by Arichos, the Indian of Itzuch Kral and Mutei Sveik. And Taisvis asks that L'chayra we find in other places that we bring Pesukim for Sveikis. Taisvis asks, Teima, Gabi Kovas Echav and Amenuyim by Suffolk Meiser, we need the Pesuk brings Xeris HaKosov to say that it's Vade Potter. And who I did by a Suffolk Nega, Suffolk if the Sar Lava came before the Sar, the Nega or not, we bring Xeris HaKosov to say that it's Tar. Ask Taisus, what do you mean? Itzur kalam mutei sveika. So the Torah is Chaim, when he discusses our sugyo, he says a simple mahalach. He says, in a chanami. Over here, Rashi explains our sugyo, because misvara, I would say, that it's puzzle. Over there, in those cases, misvara, I would say, I'm chayiv and meiser, misafik. If I have a suffik, if something is chayiv and meiser or not, I would say, misafik, I'm chayiv. That's why I need a pasuk to be mamayit. Who I did by mega, I would have misafik, I would say that it's tamei. That's why I need a special pasuk to say that it's tar. But Taisus Kasha, Chayr Taisus Kasha is Chayr not Shvedah. Taisus Chaim says a simple mahalach. Says the Leib Aryeh, the answer is that Taisus, he says a lot of Mekayimus Taisus, it's mashed this way. Shitas Taisus is that Safik Deraisa is the Kula. And since Safik Deraisa is the Kula, the halacha would have been, if who had been a Safik Meiser, I would go to Kula. And I would say that it's Potter Mi Safik. Who had it, I would be Makel and say that there's a Safik Tumma here. I would be Makel to say that it's Tar. And that's why Taisus has a problem to ask, why do I need a pasuk over there? Taisus asks, why over there, why don't I have the same kasha of Itzur Kral and Mutei Sveiko? Now, L'chayra, Dibri Aleiv Ari Tmun Ma'id, because Taisus later on, Taisus says his whole mahalach in the sugya, that Itzur Kral and Mutei Sveiko means on something that is a kvodik is suffik, that the Torah doesn't discuss a certain min, like in our sugya, like by Andragidus, where it's klar in every single case, it's clear what it is. We happen not to know if it's a zakar and a keva, but it's not a suffix that's noyla to people. It's not a suffix, a story that came up. When is the stories that come up? The Torah could give a kolyas to get in, how to be noyig v'sveikis. But when there's a suffix, a mesuyim on something, the Torah doesn't start discussing it. The Torah knows clearly what it is. And therefore, Taisus remains by a kash. Taisus asks a kash that l'chayr l'hiyiz, fiyiz mahalach. It's shver. What does the Gemara mean by tumtum? In Daftal and Chagig, the Gemara has a kasha, it's a kol muti saka by a tumtum. As Taisus, tumtum is daimit to our sugya. Tumtum is a suffix. Tumtum is a suffix that's every single time differently. It's not a kvodik a suffix like a draginus and like klilis atziyuv. Tumtum every single time. Sometimes it could be a zachar, sometimes it could be in a keva. So says Taisvis that the pshat in the sugya is because misafik, I would say that you don't bring a carbon. Because since you're not going to be able to do smicha, misafik you can't do smicha. Tumtum is a suffix isha. And therefore since misafik you can't do smicha, the halacha is that you don't bring a carbon misafik. And that's why I need a special pasuk. That's why I need a special pasuk. That's what the Gemara asks. Why do I need a pasuk? L'chayr, it's pasuk that misfafik, I would pass to the person. Now, l'chayr, l'fida leiv aryeh, the taisel tzafik deraisel l'kula, the taisel's kasha is not shver b'chlal. There's nothing shver with the sugi over there. It's pasuk. The Gemara means to ask. Why do I need a pasuk to be a ma'ayda tzafik? L'chayr, misfafik, I would say that he's not chayiv in riyah, because we would say tzafik deraisel l'kula. So first, the taisel is l'chayr that he holds that misfafik, they would be chayiv to bring a carbon. L'chayr, it's the first, the taisel that he's not going with the leiv aryeh. Says the Taisus sheet in a lot of places suffik derais el kula. It's the first Taisus lechayr that he holds over here suffik derais el chumra. Now in this etzav kasha that Taisus is bothered by in the sugya chagiga daf dalid, the Ramban when he goes to Shitas Rashi, he says a different mahalach. He says that possibly even though lechayra, why don't I have to bring a karmi suffik? He says that maybe how would I bring a karmi suffik? It's a suffik chulin ba'azara. So the answer is you be masna and say that if I'm not chayiv, I should bring a karmi suffik. I'll bring a carbon, I'll bring an oil sedava. So the Ramban over there is beside an interesting svar. He says that maybe a person's not mechuyev to do that. Even though a person be suffolk is mechuyev to do mitzvahs, if a person's a suffolk, if he's mechayim a mitzvah not, he's mechuyev to go and do it. If a person is a suffolk, he's chayiv in a mitzvah. A tumtum that's a suffolk, if he's chayiv in lulav. Suffolk if he's chayiv in sukkah, he's a suffolk isha. Of course he's mechuyev. Suffolk deraisi, he's mechuyev to go and do it. Aval Pikein says the Ramban, maybe to go ahead and be masnam. Right now, I have no way to bring this carbon into Tzad Chulun Azara. To go make these ideas, to go be masna, carbon oil sedava, maybe a person's not mechiv, the chiv mitzvah is not mechayiv a person to go and do that. That's the Ramban's mitzvah, maybe in Shitas Rashi. Sarachi in the Ramban's mashba, when he goes with Taisis' mahalach, Pashas Ramban seems to go at the maskana and his own mahalach is Taisis' mahalach, he seems to hold that this gemara is miyushuv. And we see in Taisis not like that. Taisis asks that a tumtum is a chayiv suffix like all other sfakis. That's a topic that the Torah, that every single time different. L'chayr in such a case, L'chayr the Torah could talk about it, and L'chayr the feet tastes mahalach, tastes ass, L'chayr it's shver the sugya chagiga. Tzorachin on the Ramban, it seems to hold that in his mahalach, the sugya chagiga is biyoshev.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.